What's going on, people? Mike C. Town here with another Dead End Hip Hop solo album review, and today I'm going to talk about the new album from Mr. Lif entitled Don't Look Down. So Mr. Lif, in my eyes, is a legend. He's been putting out quality indie rap since the late 90s, and I first discovered Lif the same way a lot of people did, and that's on his debut album, I, Phantom. And he's one of those guys that was a part of my favorite rap crew back in the day, Def Jux. And it was the classic lineup, LP, Aesop Rock, Cannibal Ox, Mr. Lif. And I think he's a part of what made indie rap so exciting in the late 90s and the early 2000s. To me, he's never missed a step of putting out quality hip-hop albums. And when he basically disappeared after his last album, I Heard It Today, which came out like 7 years ago, I was a bit sad. You know, I didn't think he was going to put another record out. But if he had to go out with I Heard It Today being his final album, then at least he went out on a really high note, because that album is dope. Now in 2016, to my and many other old school backpacker types excitement, we get a new Lif album, Don't Look Down. When listening to this album, the first question that comes to my mind is, when you can rap like this, when you can make such dope songs, how do you take such a long time off, man? Like, Lif has such a great flow and a talent when it comes to composing songs that it's almost a crime to see him step away from rap for so long. But the way he starts this album is actually really, really interesting. It's a story about a weird situation between a guy and his girl and what seems to be the unwanted attention of another man, which turns into a violent encounter. But the way he composes this song is just so dope. His flow is crazy. The beat is just nasty on this track. And it's immediately just so damn nice hearing Lif back on a song, man. He sounds like he never stepped away, especially when you get to track 2, The Abyss. So for those who have never heard Mr. Lif, he has a really interesting sound. His voice sounds like he has a perpetual sinus infection. Now for some, this could be a turnoff, but for me, this is what made me so interested in his music. He doesn't sound like anyone else, but even if you can't immediately connect with the tone of his voice, you cannot deny his flow. And that's what The Abyss screams out. You can't listen to this song and tell me that Mr. Lif is not a verbal acrobat. The first couple songs in the album are so damn good that I start to get nervous. Like, I'm afraid it's gonna start to get whack or something, and luckily, that doesn't happen. The closest I can come to saying that there's a song that I didn't really care for is Every Day We Pray. And this was definitely a song that had to grow on me, but it all clicked once I really analyzed the lyrics. He's talking about what's going on with him, you know, not so much complaining about the cards that life's handed him, but more so just acknowledging the existence of these cards. I'm sitting at my table now, hands crossed, blast off, thinking about some opportunities that I passed on. Hindsight is 20/20, thinking isn't helping any, drink will just serve to end me, progress am I making any? It's sort of a statement about the mistakes he's made in his life and having a little bit of self-doubt, I assume, concerning his career, and maybe that's what led to this hiatus that he had. But in the song, he strives to move past all this and get back to what's made him a real force in hip-hop. So now I actually really like that song. It's really hard to pick out a standout track, but I'll say the run of tracks 6 through 8 is serious. Track 6 is Wisdom with Blackistan, and this is a really odd track. So I remember Mr. Lif posting a picture a while ago with him and Edan, and I think LP was also in the picture, but I knew that Edan produced a track on the album, and on first listen, it was plainly obvious which track that was. This one. This one totally has Edan's signature sound. The song is dope, and the way Lif rhymes over it, man. I hold futures, throw sutures at wounds, open tombs, let spirits loom, ancestors walk in the room, talking to gloom, a dash of optimism if I rock the rhythm. And oh, that shit is so dope. And how Blackistan totally bodies this track is awesome. Black appears like a mirage, park the horse-drawn carriage in the garage, like Maximus with faceplates, face my mistakes. Like, this song is so dope, but it sticks out like a sore thumb. You know, the beat is nothing at all like any of the other songs, so it kind of breaks up the cohesiveness of the album, and I'm still on the fence of whether that's a good or a bad thing. Edan's beat here is just so incredibly dope. It's choppy, but still kind of funky, but it just doesn't fit with the rest of the album. Track 7 is easily my favorite track on this whole album. This is mission accomplished with Acrobatic and Facts 1, making this a perceptionist jam. And this song to me is perfect. This song is what hip hop sounds like to me. Like, fuck, god damn it. The way these two rhyme off each other is just so fucking nasty. V Vivid picture, twisted scripture, fuck with the couplets of this vicious mixture. This rich elixir poured by lore's bomb flow when I don these hands, oh swords. Fuck everything else. Like, this is probably my favorite track right now in 2016. Like, if there's one song on this whole album that you should listen to see if you'll dig the rest of it, make it this one. Like, if you can't fuck with this song, I don't know what to do for you. Track 8 is World Renown with one of my favorite MCs, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. And it's always nice hearing Del on anything, and I like him on this song quite a bit. The title track, Don't Look Down, is a fantastic closer. A great cinematic beat that just tells you that you're at the closing of a great album. And a kind of motivational jam that doesn't come off corny or hokey or lip service. Like, you can hear it in Lyft's voice when he says the chorus, if you're feeling so lost and you can't be found, don't look down. Where we walk, there is no ground, don't look down. You can tell this is something that comes from experience with Lyft, and he's trying to impart some wisdom on you to not let life's hardships kind of keep you from being the best you that you can be. And again, it may sound corny to a lot of people with me saying it, but hearing it coming through Lyft's lips comes off as honest and heartfelt as it possibly could. I've heard a few people say that Lyft's hooks on this album are a problem, that they come off as a bit generic and basic. And I guess I don't look to hip-hop songs for hooks, so they rarely ruin songs for me. And even if I was, I don't think the hooks are bad here. I think when it comes to an MC like Mr. Lyft, he's packing so many words and ideas into a verse that sometimes the hook comes as a welcome moment to catch your breath. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when you're on a marathon and you're sprinting up a hill and you finally get to that plateau where you can kind of stop for a second and reflect everything that came before. Think about that in terms of a hook on a dope hip-hop song, and maybe you'll kind of see what I mean. Overall, I think this record is fantastic. I don't want to call it a comeback, but it's kind of a comeback for Mr. Lyft. He's been gone for a while, and I love that he gave me just what I wanted. Raps, beats, themes, content, and he brings you all of that on this record. He brings you a story of love found, mistakes made, problems dwelled upon, you know, problems corrected, depression, motivation, and I just love it, man. Easily, this is one of my favorite albums to come out this year. And shout out to Misanthropic One for reviewing this, for being the only other YouTube reviewer that I've seen talk about this album, which is a crime. You guys, this is Mr. Lyft, a legendary underground indie rapper. More people should be yapping about this album. So if you guys have heard it, let me know what you guys think in the comment section down there. And as usual, thank you for living, thank you for loving, thank you for being you. And I will see you guys next time. All right? Peace, bitches.